Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Welcome to Idle Week 4. This is the week where we are going to tackle magazines. And I'm actually republishing this week an article I wrote a few years ago called Are Your Magazines Empty Coffee Cups? You could find this at organize365.com/idle4. And idle is spelled IDLE for identify, decide, locate or let go, and evaluate. And this week we are identifying magazines as the thing that we want to change our mindset about. Now, I'll be honest, when I was younger, I used to like magazines. I never loved them. I think the reason why is because I want to complete things. Like when I start a puzzle, I work like crazy to complete it in a couple of days. Or if I start a project, I want to finish it. Like I'm constantly about checking things off of my to-do list. So even when I read a magazine, I'm a horrible magazine reader. Like I'll get a fluff magazine like People at the Beach, and then I'll plow through it in an hour and a half like it's my job to finish this magazine. And I get to the end of the magazine, I'm like, oh, I'm done with the magazine because I didn't take the time to enjoy it. I don't know. I'm just a horrible magazine reader. So every year at the beach, I buy magazines and I buy them when we get there. And then magazines come out on Wednesday or Thursday. So by Thursday or Friday, I can get new magazines at the beach. So I can actually read like two episodes of People or whatever. But that is the only time of year that I read magazines. The only other time that I tend to buy magazines are organizational magazines, like when Better Homes and Gardens will come out with a storage magazine, or I like the magazine Getting Organized magazine, which one of my closets was featured in last year, which was super fun. So I like organizational magazines. The only subscription I used to have and would read was Real Simple magazine. But what I tended to find was that there's nothing really simple in Real Simple. And everything looks gorgeous, but as I've explained before, I am not a Pinterest organizer. Like, I'm a very functional organizer. I'll use a regular shoebox or a plastic shoebox, but I very rarely will go out and, you know, duct tape my shoebox so it looks all these different patterns on a wall. Like, I don't do the pretty organizing well. So I like Real Simple, but it's just not my style, and I'm never going to duplicate anything in there. And it was really, really hard for me to cancel that magazine subscription. I have no idea why, but I did. So I really don't have any magazines to speak of whatsoever, except for the magazines that I have been featured in, which I have plenty of copies of. But many people do like magazines. And the article that I wrote about Are Your Magazines Empty Coffee Cups was one of the organizing clients that I went to see. She had lots and lots and lots of magazines. She had like maybe, I would say, 8 or 10 different magazines, and she had every single edition of the magazines. And she was the one that told me that magazines come out on Thursdays because she goes every single Thursday morning and she knows which newsstand gets the magazines first and she buys them all. Now, I started down my regular professional organizer spiel about, you know, I'm sure you don't read all these magazines and you're just hoping to someday read them. And she said, oh no, I read every single one cover to cover. And I was shocked. I was like, okay, I have met my match. I don't know what I'm going to do. There are thousands of magazines here and she's read them all. Like, I need to punt. So she told me that she read them all. I realized she loved magazines. Like, she loves magazines. She loves the experience of buying them. She loves the experience of reading them. And some of them she does go back and reread. There were like 3 or 4 series that she actually would go back and reread. And I said, okay, well, this is awesome. Like this is great. I've never met anybody that would buy this many magazines and read them. Like, most people buy magazines and books as like things they want to do, not things they're actually going to do that day. So she was reading the magazines. So then my question was, why are you keeping them? Well, she loves them. I mean, like, she loves magazines and she loved reading them and she really enjoyed it. So why would you get rid of something you love? And I actually had been early to my appointment that day and I'd stopped and got a Starbucks coffee. And this was a few years ago when I was brand new into coffee and I just bought Starbucks, and it's expensive, but I love it. And so I bought it and I enjoyed it all the way to her house. And when I got there, I threw the cup away. And I said to her, you know, a Starbucks coffee is like $3 or $4 and I love it and I enjoy every single sip of it. And when I am done, I throw the coffee cup away. I don't keep the empty coffee cup to remind me how much I enjoyed drinking that Starbucks coffee. She looked around the room and she said, "Oh my gosh." I said, "Now, how many of these magazines can we get rid of?" She said, "Almost all of them." I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. That analogy to her was enough for her to say, "You're right. I bought them. I enjoyed it. I drank it. I ate it. You know, I'm done with it. I'm not going to read these 8 subscriptions again, but these 4 I am." And the other thing that really helped was her mother was in a retirement home, and we realized we could just be giving these to the retirement home and then they could be enjoying the magazines. So we had a place for them to go. So literally thousands and thousands of magazines left that house that day because the mindset shifted. Now I want to talk to you about your magazines. First of all, I want you to think about all the magazines that you currently have. We're going to talk about the current subscriptions, and then we're also going to talk about magazines you've saved over the years. So the magazines that come to you in the mail right now, like maybe you're still getting Real Simple or Getting Organized magazine or whatever magazine it is, do you read that magazine? Do you sit down, make the time, and read it? And I mean, to read a magazine, some magazines like Real Simple takes a while, but Getting Organized magazine, you can read that like in an hour and a half. And I really like that one. So I get it. I read it. I'm done. Can you find time in your week if you get a magazine in the mail and put it in your Sunday basket? Would you have time on Sunday to read that magazine? Or what I like to do is, it's January as I'm recording this, and from now until June, I will pick up magazines over the next 6 months and put them in a basket that I have for our trip to the beach in July. Every July we go to the beach and I start a pile about now of things that are going to go to the beach. And I already have 2 fun activities for the kids in that pile and a puzzle. So I will start, if I see a magazine that looks good, I will pick it up, I will buy it, and I will put it in that basket for the beach. And I will read like 15, 20 magazines at the beach, and I'll throw them all away down there. I will not bring any of them home. And that is when I enjoy magazines at the beach, because I do not have time on Sunday to read a magazine, but that might be one that I like. So would you have time on the weekend to enjoy a cup of coffee and read a magazine? Or do you have a time during the year, maybe it's winter break, maybe it's in July, where you do really just sit there and flip through magazines, and maybe you could just pile these up for that time of year? Like, that's another great thing that I take to the pool. When I take the kids to the pool, I grab a magazine. Do you have a place you could put those magazines? Then, are there magazines that you're still paying for and getting that you don't read? If there are, cancel them. I'm giving you permission to cancel them. The next time that the school comes and says, "Please sign up for this magazine for our school to make money," hand the kid $10 for their school and be done. Don't sign up for any more magazines. Now, let's talk about the magazines that are on your bookshelves or in your drawers or that you have saved over the years. Many of my clients have past series of magazines. Some of those magazines aren't even in existence anymore, or they have great organizing ideas or decorating ideas or cooking. Cooking magazines are big. Obviously not for me if you've listened to more than one podcast, but for other people like cooking. And so they'll have cooking magazines and cookbooks and all these cooking related things. I want you to really think about where you get your decorating, organizing, and cooking ideas from today. For me, it's Pinterest. And I've told you before, I'm terrible at Pinterest. I have a VA, Courtney. She is amazing. If you follow me on Pinterest, you are following Courtney. I do not pretend that I am the person that does all of that great pinning. I created a strategy for her to do Pinterest for me, and every time I go look at it, it's amazing, but it is all Courtney. The only things that I have pinned in the last 12 months were yesterday when I decided that I wanted to get a new wreath for my front door. So I got a new fall wreath a year ago, and then I also got a new Christmas wreath because I love the fall wreath so much. But my pathetic wreath on my front door has been there for 12 years. I mean, it's so sad. So I decided to get a new wreath. And first, I was going to go to Michael's because that's where I always get anything crafty. So I searched their website, and they didn't have anything. So then I checked Hobby Lobby, and they didn't have anything. I thought, well, I guess I'll go to Pinterest. So I went over to Pinterest and I typed in winter wreath, and then I typed in winter grapevine wreath. And I ended up finding a lot of wreaths that I liked. So I started pinning them. So if you go over to my Pinterest account and you go to the board that says winter wreath, that is the board that I created that has about 8 pins on it. So after I started pinning them, then I realized, and this is why I hate Pinterest, is because I pin too many things. So you can't buy and do all those things. I thought, okay, stop looking and pinning and let's go check at the things you already pinned. So I went back to the 8 wreaths that I had already pinned and I realized that like 6 of them were people who sold these wreaths on Etsy. And I ended up finding one that I loved on Etsy. And an hour later, a wreath was on its way to my house. My husband checked it. You know, we got it. Like the wreath is here. I'm so excited. So that's how I use Pinterest. And that's how I found a new wreath for my front door. And now when I get my spring wreath and my summer wreath, I'm doing it the same way through Pinterest and through Etsy. I used to go to Michaels. I even tried to shop through the Michaels website, but I couldn't. And now I'm buying through Etsy. My way I buy home decor just changed this week. And I guarantee you, I'm not going to go back to shopping at Michaels anymore. I'm actually going to look for more things on Pinterest that I could do in our home this year. I'm going to try it. How do you find cooking ideas? How do you find decorating ideas? How do you find paint samples? We organized a house a couple months ago. It was somebody who had moved in from out of town. It was corporate relocation. She bought a new house and she had every single room painted. And the colors in this house were amazing. It was like this neat purple, a lot of gray, and like a slate blue. And I'm terrible with colors. I'm not good with decorating. That's why my partner, Carol, is an interior decorator. She's amazing. So I'm always like, Carol, is this a good color? But this house I knew was amazing. And I said to her, where did you find these colors? And she went to House, which is like Pinterest, and found the colors that way and then gave them to the painter. And then they were on the wall and they were perfect. So even if you're keeping old decorating magazines, old cooking magazines, or old organizational magazines, are you going to go there when you actually need the idea? Now, actually, I don't think organization ideas have really changed that much. So I could pick up an organizational magazine from 20 years ago and the ideas still apply. When it comes to decorating, that's definitely not the case. Whether you're redoing a house or redoing the decorating, those older architectural magazines are beautiful, but they're very dated. So you couldn't really redo those ideas. Cooking, you could, but you know, trends in cooking change too. And if you want the latest trend in cooking, you're going to do the more new things that are out there. So when you really think about the different magazines that you have, are you going to go back to those magazines again? Now, let's say you're not. Like, let's say you're my great-grandfather is going to be 103 in March, and the magazines he had were all automobile-related. Like, he had an old car. He had one of those Model A's or Model T's. We would take it in the parade every year. Like, he loved cars. I think Grandma's gotten rid of his magazines now. But for years, he had magazines and books about model cars, and he loves them. And maybe he wasn't going to reread them, but he had them. If you love them and it is your passion, save them. If you want to someday, 20 years from now, sit down with your grandkids and look at them, fine. I'm totally fine with it. But if they are magazines that you saved because that's where your ideas were for decorating, and now you realize, yeah, she's right, I'm never going to decorate that way, it's okay to get rid of them. It's also okay to save them. And typically what people do, just so you know, is you might be listening to me and going, oh, she's right, I don't need those magazines at all. But inside you're going, I'm not getting rid of them. I don't care what she says. That woman is crazy. Why am I going to get rid of all those? Do you know how much money I paid for those? And they're all organized. They're on the bookshelf. They look nice. That is the first step. This is all about your mindset, thinking about magazines differently, not necessarily going and gutting your magazine bookshelf, but thinking, okay, the next magazine that comes in the house, am I going to read this? When am I going to read this? Am I paying for it? Do I want to pay for it? And when you look at that bookshelf going, okay, I read those. I love that. That was my hobby then. Is it my hobby now? Do I really want to read that with my grandchildren in 20 years? Or am I kind of over it? Like, could I get rid of that? And what most people I organize, I find, the majority of people can get rid of 30% at a time. So let's say you have 3 different magazine collections. You may say, she's right, I'm never going to do those decorating ideas from the 80s. I'm going to get rid of that set of magazines. But I'm going to keep these 2 sets of magazines because I still like them. And then when you do the evaluate step, either 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you're going to look at those magazines again, and you're going to hear these words in your mind about making the decisions of magazines. And you're going to say, you know what? I've got two sets of magazines here, but this one I really don't love anymore. I'm just going to keep this one set of magazines. And then the third time through, you may get rid of that third set, or you may never get rid of that third set. The other thing I will tell you is there's another lady we're working with, has a bazillion, million, trillion magazines. I'm not even kidding you. Doesn't want to get rid of any of them. None of them. Not at all. I don't want to get rid of anything. Great. Didn't want to get rid of anything at all when we started, paper, anything. So what I did was I organized everything, and I didn't organize it, hyper-organize it. I just organized it by kind. I put all the magazines in one area. I put all the papers in one area. I put all the kids' papers in one area, all the pictures in one area. So when she went to see what she had for magazines, she could see it in its entirety. She could see that she had 30 different magazine subscription sets, some of them back to the 80s. When she could see everything she owned at one time in one location, she was able to say, half of these can go. But when you can't see everything in one location, I'm saying, well, you've got Home and Garden over here, and you've got this over here, and you've got that over there, and you visually can't see and process it all at once, it's hard to get rid of it because you're like, I don't know. I don't know how much I have. How much should I save? So I encourage you to, whatever you want to save, locate it in one place. Your magazines stay here on a basement bookshelf, in a closet, wherever they are, and take all of the magazines that you've decided to save and put them in one location. Just the act of putting them in one location will make you think even deeper about how many you want to save, when you're going to enjoy these again, and what you're saving them for. So this week we have identified magazines. We have decided to save all or some, and possibly cancel some subscriptions that we have. And we've also made the decision that when they come around with that little sign up for my magazine to give me my money to school, that there is another option. You don't have to sign up for the magazines for their school to get money. Just hand them 10 bucks to give straight to the school. Sometimes just having that solution right there will save you so much on the magazines. A lot of times we do things out of wanting to give to others, and we have to receive something in order to give. A lot of those things that the kids sell door to door for their school, trust me, the schools will take a check to their name for $10 or $20 as opposed to you buying $30, $40, $50 worth of whatever it is that they are selling you. So we identified, we decided, now we're going to locate, we're going to put all those magazines in one location, wherever that is, or you're going to recycle them, and then we're going to reevaluate in 6 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years, whenever is most appropriate for you. That's all for this week. I'll see you next week. I hope you got some good nuggets of information on how to get organized in today's podcast. Come on over to organize365.com to check out all the resources and links in today's show.